Motion to second. Do I need to read the numbers on this one, Cody?
No, you're good.
Okay. Turned into a great night. All in favor of approving, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Go and sin no more.
I did go to your meeting.
I know you did.
I know you did. But thank you very much.
You're one of the 8 or 10.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Next, order number 2025-017-RZ. It's a rezone. Sonny Branson, LLC. Subject property is 195 Meadowbrook, unit number 5. We had a couple of these, I think, last month we did also, so kind of give you a refresher on that. Sonny Branson, LLC is seeking Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve the zoning request for one parcel, 18-6.0-14-03-008-029.005. Once again, located at 195 Meadowbrook, unit number 5. So give me just a second.
Oh, okay. All right. Would the representative care to come up?
It's going to be fast.
Hi, Karen Best with Keller Williams Tri-Lakes. I represent the owner of the property. And as you did the ones the last month, we're just asking for it to be zoned for nightly rental, which is what the surrounding area is. That's it.
Presently, it's R3, and they're asking for NR3.
Okay. Is anyone here to speak for or against this application? How do we feel about this, board?
I'll make a motion to approve.
A motion to approve?
Second.
And a second? Do I need to read this one? You got me covered? Don't need to?
You made the motion.
Who wants to
second?
I can second.
No, second it. Did you read the numbers already?
Yes, sir.
Got a motion and a second to approve. All in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. 018.
You are cruising right along. This will be our last rezone for the evening. Wait a minute. Weren't we going to spin this one a little? Do you want to go to the CUP then?
Yes. We are going to move the agenda down to 2025-008 because if that one fails or passes, we'll determine whether or not the one we just talked about would be brought up. So we're going to slide over to that one. And that will determine whether we will do the other people first, since we're putting him ahead on this one. So we got 008.
Give me just a second to get my paperwork back in order here. I have to go find it. Here we go. Okay, let me read this to you real quick. All right, so case number 2025-008 CUP, Cedar Farmsteads LLC is seeking the property is located at 165 Siler Road, Ridgedale, Missouri. The request, Cedar Farmstead LLC is seeking Planning Commission approval for a conditional use permit for a wedding and event venue located at 165 Siler Road. The property is currently zoned A1 agricultural. Site description, this property is 3.15 acres in size. It has a private well for water, and it will have to have a septic system for wastewater. Let me give you an idea where it's at here. So Highway 65, you can see the roundabout, Big Cedar area, Thunder Ridge area here. So this road kicking off here is Jones. So if you go down to Jones and Siler, turn, the property we're talking about is this parcel here. That's a 3.15 acres. A little closer, you see you pull off Jones here. Doesn't presently have an access right there. It's got one down on this road that we're going to have to speak about probably. But anyway, here's the property in question for the CUP for the wedding venue. Zoning, C2. We got some R1 right around it. And then to the east of it, we have agricultural. And then to the south of it, we have in R1 and a little bit of R1 also. Here's a rendition of what, I don't know if they're wanting to build this or if this is kind of an idea, but this is what the wedding venue they're thinking might look similar. A little drawing they sent me. So as you can see, has an existing well in here somewhere. They got parking, I guess, at the back. This looks like the structure itself with the septic out here beside it. Existing private road there. Here's a parcel I pulled on it. As we get more in the weeds, I just want to explain that since this is a commercial venue, it cannot have a shared easement. It needs its own dedicated entrance off the county road, and that'll have to be established by you guys if you do approve it. So that's something we can get into as you guys go a little further. With that, I'll turn over to the applicant and let him speak.
So this is my name is Tim Davis. I represent the applicant. The applicant is Cedar Farmstead LLC. Jeremy Dottenhan is the owner of Cedar Farmstead, and we're asking for a conditional use on this property to build a wedding venue, and the picture that Cody pulled up is what they'd like the wedding venue to look like. Approximately 4,300 square feet of floor space built in the style of a rustic barn. It's, as Cody mentioned, it's an ag district, and so a wedding venue is a conditional use. That is, if we can prove that we can meet the conditions, then we would be entitled to the permit. The conditions are set out in Article 23 of the zoning regs, and there are 8 of them. I'll summarize as 1, you don't want something that's going to endanger public health. The use can't injure the use or enjoyment of other property in the neighborhood. You can't impede the improvement of surrounding properties. The venue have to be compatible with adjacent uses. You'd have to have necessary public services like transport and utilities, vegetative buffers. You'd have to have adequate access routes to get in. And then, in addition, the Planning and Zoning Commission has the ability to impose extra conditions. If they say, yes, on this particular project, we want to see such and such features, they have the ability to add those to the permit. So if it's with your permission, I'll start down on some points that I think are going to be important. On traffic flow, this is off Jones Road and then Siler the side. Cody recommended that we have a directional in and a directional out, which I thought that was an excellent idea, so that which will smooth traffic flows in and out of this parcel. And so we like the idea, as Cody recommended, of having directional flows in and out. In terms of the traffic that's on Jones Road, right next to us is the VIP parking. That triangle shape is VIP parking for the concert venue. So during concerts, Jones Road it's actually really packed with cars during concerts. We wouldn't generate anything like the level of traffic that's generated by Johnny Morris's concerts at the amphitheater. Again, the square footage is 4,300 square feet that we propose. with a maximum number of guests of 120 guests, which means we'll need approximately 50 to 60 parking spaces, or about, if you budget 300 square feet per parking space, then we need about one-third of an acre, which we have more than enough space for the one-third of an acre for parking, for 50 to 60 parking spots. In terms of wastewater, if the maximum daily use during the year is less than 3,000 gallons, then permitting falls to John Soutie across the hall and Taney County Environmental. If the maximum daily use is going to exceed 3,000 gallons per day, then we go to the Missouri DNR, and our local rep is Gabriel Santi. So the way John and I have handled this in the past is we've evaluated the projected uses or looked at historical uses of comparable property. We've sent those to Gabriel. Especially if John and I know we're going to be under 3,000, we send them to Gabriel anyway, and then he says, no, DNR doesn't have jurisdiction. It falls back to Taney County Environmental. And then John Soutie has so much experience on designing and mapping out these wastewater systems, he can do one like this in about 10 minutes, tell you what to put in. So anyway, in this case, the permitting would fall back to John. Vegetative buffer, with the acreage we have around and only these four large parcels all contiguous, we have enough for vegetative buffers. In terms of noise, we plan on having quiet hours beginning at 10 o'clock at night, so no noise after 10 o'clock. This wedding venue would generate a lot less noise than the Johnny Morris's amphitheater, because those concerts will sometimes go after 10, and it's so loud you can hear every single word that the singers are singing from this point. In terms of signage, we'd like to have some signs there to direct people in so they don't get lost coming to the site. In terms of lighting, we're sensitive to light pollution, so the closest house is 1,400 feet away, so we want to make sure we direct any lighting away from that closest residential, again, which is 1,400 feet away. Our guys will just provide the physical structure, and people can rent the structure. There won't be a restaurant there or a bar there. If someone was holding a wedding, they would have to bring in their own catering service and have the caterers come in and provide food and drinks. But we wouldn't provide food and drinks. In terms of the water well, if this is approved for the wedding venue, we'll have to install a new well or an upgraded well. We have a property manager who's located close by, within 5 miles or within 10 miles, that is Rent Branson, is our property manager. And I think that's, in terms of noise, also there's the Thunder Ridge Amphitheater, and also Johnny Morris's shooting range is close by. So you can hear noise throughout the day of shooting going on. And then there are nightly rentals on the south and west. So there you go.
Okay, thank you. If you want to have a seat, is there anybody here that wants to address this application? Pro or con? Who wants to do? You want to go for
it? Briefly,
if you didn't sign up.
Question goes to us.
Yeah, goes to us.
I can't hear you, I'm sorry.
Come on up and ask your question. Yeah, come on up.
This triangle right here next to the property, that triangle right there. If I heard correctly,
you need to address the board.
Look it up.
Yeah.
If I heard correctly, it was stated that is premium parking for the Thunder Ridge Amphitheater.
I heard
Did
that
I understand
said.
That correctly?
I heard that said. We can ask the question when he comes back up.
I don't know of any parking that's ever been done on that particular piece of property.
Okay.
For any event or anything else. So I'm just wondering where that's coming from, because the premium parking is actually over by the Thunder Ridge building itself. That the road that goes to that is directly across from that.
Okay.
But I don't recall any parking being done on that piece of property.
We will address that when he comes back up. Thank you.
Thank you.
Please sign up, yeah. Anybody else want to speak to it? Come on up, sir.